Have you ever sensed that America is unraveling? Despite our technological marvels and material wealth, something feels fundamentally broken. Plummeting trust in institutions, bitter cultural divisions, and a pervasive anxiety about the future. This isn't random societal malaise. It's part of a predictable historical pattern brilliantly decoded in the Fourth Turning. History isn't a straight line of progress or random chaos. It moves in cycles, following natural rhythms that have governed societies for millennia. These cycles, called saecula, roughly 80 to 100 years, a long human lifetime, contain four distinct turnings or seasons. The first turning, high, brings institutional strength and social cohesion after crisis. The second turning, awakening, challenges institutions in favor of personal autonomy. The third turning, unraveling, sees institutions weaken while individualism flourishes. And the fourth turning, crisis, brings secular upheaval where the old order collapses and a new one emerges. We've seen this pattern repeat through the American Revolution, Civil War, and Great Depression, WW2. And now we're entering another fourth turning. Winter is coming. Four generational archetypes create predictable historical cycles through their interactions, each shaped by formative experiences. Profit generations, like boomers, grow up indulged during highs, lead cultural revolutions during awakenings, and become moralistic elders during crises. Nomad generations, like Gen X, grow up underprotected during awakenings, become pragmatic survivors during unravelings, and provide practical leadership during crises. Hero generations, like millennials, grow up protected during unravelings, emerge as team-oriented achievers during crises, and build institutions during highs. Artist generations grow up overprotected during crises, become adaptive consensus builders, and serve as empathetic elders during unravelings. Each generation develops qualities society needs when they reach leadership positions. Heroes rebuild institutions after crisis, while prophets provide moral awakening when needed. This timing drives history's recurring patterns. Throughout American history, each fourth turning produces what Nathaniel Hawthorne called the Gray Champion, a righteous elder embodying leadership and moral authority. This archetype has appeared as defiant Puritans confronting tyrannical governors, revolutionary colonial leaders, Civil War radicals fighting for emancipation, and New Deal architects guiding America through the Great Depression. The American High, 1946 to 1964, exemplified a first turning. Despite fears about returning WW2 soldiers causing economic collapse, America experienced its longest sustained boom. Trust in institutions rose while crime and divorce rates fell, creating a growing middle class. This period built remarkable institutions, the interstate highway system, space program, and expanded public universities. Suburbia became the era's monument, with Levittown developments offering middle-class families affordable modern homes, physical embodiments of the American dream. By the mid-1960s, success bred restlessness. Kennedy's 1963 assassination marked an irreversible shift. The second turning, awakening, arrived through the Beatles, campus protests, civil rights marches, and Vietnam War resistance. Despite prosperity, Americans questioned consumer culture and focused on matters of conscience, environmental concerns, civil rights, and women's liberation, while taking the physical infrastructure for granted. In January 1984, Reagan's Morning in America proclamation marked the beginning of the culture wars, our third turning. This period witnessed unprecedented social fragmentation as various tribes emerged, each claiming moral superiority while demonizing others. Institutional breakdown spread throughout society. By the mid-1990s, despite the dot-com boom and America's superpower status, a profound pessimism dominated. Surveys consistently showed three-quarters of adults believed the nation was in moral decay. Political discourse deteriorated into hostility, with partisan media amplifying polarization. Generational dynamics intensified these tensions. Silent Generation seniors advocated compromise, while boomers became increasingly strident in their moral certainties from both right and left. Generation X entered adulthood facing stagnant wages and diminished prospects, responding with cynicism. Millennials became the focus of intense social concern and investment. Culture war battlegrounds emerged across education, entertainment, and technology, with debates over curriculum, media content, and internet regulation reflecting deeper conflicts about American values and identity. The traditional left-right political spectrum proved inadequate to describe these complex cultural divisions. America entered the fourth turning around 2005-2008, with the 2008 financial crisis as the likely catalyst. This crisis exposed vulnerabilities ignored during the unraveling, pushing America into a societal winter. The fourth turning ends declining civic confidence as hidden fears about societal collapse become explicit. Trust in financial markets and the economy collapses as Americans recognize their dependence on a fragile system of transactions and paper promises. From this low point emerges a new social contract. Government benefits shift from entitlements to authorizations. A pivotal election creates political realignment as one faction harnesses demands for action. The victors assert public authority and call for sacrifice. During the crisis climax, America's separate problems merge into one overwhelming challenge. Society's survival seems at stake as leaders take charge and citizens follow. People abandon individual pursuits for collective efforts, sharing hopes and sacrifices with renewed social equality. The potential for either civic achievement or disintegration peaks. The country's geography, political structure, and constitution may undergo fundamental changes. Armed conflict typically occurs near the crisis climax, potentially escalating to total war. As crisis unfolds, aging boomers transform from self-focused seniors into stern moral arbiters, the gray champions. Their lifelong values evolve from rhetoric into decisive civic action as they become authoritarian figures commanding respect from younger generations. Generation X serves as tactical decision makers during crisis. Their survival skills and pragmatic skepticism become vital national resources, restraining boomer righteousness while ensuring practical solutions. Millennials, coming of age during crisis, embrace collective action, conformity, and duty under trusted elders. Unlike boomers who resisted the Vietnam draft, they view compulsory service as legitimate. Their civic-mindedness makes them ideal foot soldiers for the gray champion's moral crusades. Given the gravity of this secular winter, how should we prepare? The cyclical view offers an opportunity to work with historical forces rather than against them. Return to classic virtues, honor, integrity, self-restraint, and family commitment. Build a reputation as reliable and community-minded, as the fourth turning punishes those who abandon loyalties. Cultivate personal relationships, which become valuable when fear spreads during crisis. Prepare yourself and your children for teamwork, as crisis rewards group functionality. Look to family for intergenerational support. Multi-generational households often thrive during difficult times. Build financial security through aggressive saving and maintain good health. Diversify investments while avoiding leverage and long-term debt. Enter crisis with reliable cash flow and liquid assets. The fourth turning isn't an ending, but a vital transition. Winter's necessary cleansing before spring's renewal. When the crisis resolves around 2026, a new first turning will begin, bringing institutional strength similar to the post-WW2 boom. As we face our rendezvous with destiny, remember that while winter is inevitable, we can prepare through institutional reform and community building. Previous generations weathered their crisis moments through preparation and resolve. A child born today will experience the crisis climax, enter midlife during the high, reach old age during an awakening, and possibly glimpse another unraveling, experiencing the full cycle that has governed human affairs throughout history.